Hello and welcome to Cara's Fast Natural English podcast, the podcast for learners of English who want to improve their listening skills by actually listening to and understanding fast conversational English. So, today is Halloween. I'm not doing anything for Halloween. I really don't care about Halloween. By the time you listen to this, it won't be Halloween. But I still wanted to talk about it. Come on, you have to talk about these things, these seasonal things. So I thought I'd talk to you about the last time I can remember that I really celebrated Halloween, which was as a kid. So we're going back at least 20, 25 years here. And some of you know, maybe not all of you, that I grew up in Scotland. Well, I lived there till I was 11 or 12. So most of the Halloween celebrations I've done in my life have been in Scotland. And in Scotland, we do things in a slightly different way because, you know, Halloween really, it's an American thing. It's an American thing and a commercial thing just to get you to buy costumes, buy pumpkins, buy things to decorate your house with, you know. When I was a kid, we had more of a DIY, a do-it-yourself approach to this kind of thing. I don't remember ever having to buy lots of different things, like, for instance, for costumes. So, for example, at school, like, our teachers at primary school would organise kind of Halloween parties around that time of year. So we were allowed to come in our costumes. And, I mean, my mum just used to make something. I mean, my mum, she doesn't know how to sew, really, or anything, but she would just quickly, like, put together a costume for me as a witch. You know, you buy a cheap plastic pointed hat and then you get a broom and there's your witch's costume, dress in black. Or for a ghost, you put a sheet over your head, a white sheet, cut out some eyes, there you go, there's a ghost. Or I remember dressing up as a cat. So for a cat, you just get some, you put on all black clothes so you can dress like a black cat, a witch's cat, and then you get a pair of tights to make the tail, and that's it, that's your witch's costume. So it was all very DIY and simple. And in Scotland, we don't have trick-or-treating. Well, we have the same concept, but it has a different name. We call it guising, because you'll know that in Scotland we have a special language or dialect called Scots. So the Scots equivalent of trick-or-treat is guising. So I don't remember doing this too much as a kid. I was a bit shy to go around knocking on different people's doors to ask them for food. But yeah, for Halloween, you always had to make sure that in your house you at least had some monkey nuts to give to the geysers, as we call them. So in Scotland, you go geysing, and when you go geysing, you're a geyser. So yeah, you always had to make sure you bought your monkey nuts. I'll put a picture to show you what I mean. You had to have your monkey nuts for the geysers who would come round, and then some of their sweets or sweeties, as we call them in Scotland. You know, nothing too fancy, or maybe an apple or something like that. So you know, that's the kind of thing we used to do. We do pumpkin carving like the Americans do. So you buy this big huge orange pumpkin, which is something we don't normally eat really in Scotland, and you cut the eyes out, or you have to get your mum and dad to help you because it's actually quite physically quite hard to do when you're a kid. Some other traditions that we used to do, oh yeah, this tradition of dunking or bobbing for apples. So sometimes, like at Halloween parties as a kid, you fill up this basin of water with water, and you put these apples in it, and you have like your hands behind your back, and you have to, just with your mouth dipping your head into the water, you have to catch an apple. So that's bobbing or dunking for apples. And the last time I did that, I remember a naughty boy pushed my head down into the water, and I think my face hit the bottom of the basin. So that was kind of a painful experience. You know, but that's how Halloween is in Scotland. Something else that's not ideal about Halloween in Scotland is the weather, because by the end of October, yeah, there's both the weather and also the clocks going back an hour. So it gets dark really, really early. So by the time you go out to do your guising for Halloween, I mean, it's really pitch black. It's so dark, which I guess, you know, makes it kind of scarier, but still. It's not a very nice time of year to be out and about, and also the weather in Scotland isn't that great at the best of times, but by the end of October, beginning of November, you're really getting into wet and wild weather. So, you know, as a kid going out in a costume, which is probably, you know, not as thick and heavy as your normal clothes, It's not always the most fun experience, but hey, that's how we used to do it back in Scotland back in the day, 20 to 25 years ago. So, you know, definitely not as sophisticated as some people do it today. Some people really get into all the dressing up and all the decorations and stuff. But, you know, back in Scotland, all you needed was a pair of tights to meet your cat costume, monkey nuts for the geysers, and then, you know, if you really wanted to be fancy, a big bowl of water and some apples for your apple bobbing. So that was my Halloween as a kid. I hope you found that interesting. It was particularly fast today, so do make sure you join the Leo listening list, and then that way every week you'll get the transcript sent to you along with the link to the podcast. Isn't that nice of me? Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to share, even though it's not Halloween anymore, people might still appreciate hearing my Halloween story. So thanks again for listening, and see you next time. Bye.